WMFO in Medford. Name Boston, and of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Death Cab for Cutie, The English Beat, and Big Data. Today's reissue song is from Hoodoo Gurus off a re-release of their Stone Age Romeos album. Also, in this morning's entertainment, a new single from Sobs. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Mari Mari. Mari Mari are an unsigned, soft, indie pop trio from Vladivostok, Russia. Actually, don't get many Russian bands, let alone one from Vladivostok. I really don't have a great deal of information on these guys. Even their Facebook page is wildly out of date. They have one post from this year to announce this new single, The Happiest Boy on Earth. One from 2017, then it goes all the way back to 2015. I sure hope they figure things out. I really do like this single, and I hope they keep it going. New music from Mari Mari here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Smokescreens here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss smack dab in the start of the new release show. Smokescreens, they are a mixed-gendered indie pop rock four-piece currently based in Los Angeles, California. The band is readying to release their sophomore effort, Used to Yesterday. It'll come out on July 13th. The song you just sampled there is the title track. Changing musical direction with a tune from Dustin Tebbit. He is an Australian-born indie folk pop singer-songwriter. He popped onto the music scene back in 2015 with his seven-song mini-album titled Home. The project was written, performed, recorded, and produced by Dustin in his own home. His debut album, First Light, came out a year later and really got him noticed. Now he's just released this brand-new single, Love is Blind, and this track, I think, we'll break it wide open for him. The single was just released, and I bet you it'll be on mainstream radio within 6 months. New music from Dustin Tebbit here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Won't let me be shy. file, still feeling like a child. I don't want to be afraid, feel the sunlight touch my face, illuminating up the shade, nothing changes, always. Inclined to hide away, then maybe in a while, a barefoot from walking miles, match with the rank and file, still feeling like a child. I don't want to be afraid, feel the sunlight touch my face, illuminating up the shade, nothing changes, always the same, day by day.
That was the latest material from the Tin Pigeons here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. The Tin Pigeons, they're an unsigned four-piece indie band from Leicestershire, combining folk, or quote from this, I got this from their website, I thought it was kind of, combining folk lyricism, shimmering harmonies, and bouncing grooves to create a large and bright sound, unquote. Again, that was from their Facebook page. The Tin Pigeons have been releasing a series of singles over the past year and a half. Their latest single is the one I just aired. It's called Always the Same, and it came out on June 15th. And that song just keeps growing on me.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
All right, let's move on with the next one from Smallest Horse. Smallest Horse, they are an unsigned indie folk, and as they put it, quote, story shouting, unquote, trio. They were formerly known as La Tupperware, but felt a shakeup was needed in the name. Under this new moniker, they released their debut single, Dogs from Gumtree. Again, that was last year. The tune tracked very well for them on an Australian station called 4Z's Hot 100 in 2017. 2018, Smallest Horse has released this new single. It's called Afraid of Spiders. I know a lot of people who are afraid of spiders, and you know who you are. This came out on May 28th, so here you have new music from Smallest Horse here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Sobs. Right after Lace here from Death Cab for Cutie. New music from Death Cab for Cutie here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Death Cab for Cutie. They are back with their ninth studio album. It's called Thank You for Today. It officially drops on August 17th. This will be the second album from the band without founding member Chris Walla. Chris Walla departed the band in 2014. The band has just released a single. It's called Gold Rush, and it's an album's pre-release to drum up support for the new album, along with a tour planned. The boys do have a stop here in the Boston area on Sunday, October 14th at the Wang Theater. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's subject is Sobs. Sobs are a mixed-gendered indie jangly guitar dream pop trio. They're from Singapore. They've been signed to a Singaporean record label, Middle Class Cigars, which is how I found them with the release of their debut EP, Cat Flap, in June of 2017. Trying to keep the momentum going with the release of this standalone single, this tune is titled Telltale Signs, and it just came out on June 1st. So this is Sobs. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Nothing.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Sobs with Girl, which was their from their EP entitled Cat Flap, which came out in 2017. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I will be posting it a little bit later on this morning at my website at tksmusic.com, at tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can check out also some videos housed there and some links to some free downloads that I get on occasion. It's easy enough. The price is right. And also an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Hoodoo Gurus. The album that has been re-released is Stone Age Romeos, which originally came out in 1984. This is a wonderful debut album from Dave Faulkner and the boys. They were known for their live shows, and this album really translated well with the songs on it like My Girl, Leilani, and this song, I Want You Back. So this is Hoodoo Gurus with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Revo Radio.
Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was the latest from The English Beat. Yes, The English Beat. They are back after 36 years of not doing anything recording-wise. Dave Wakeling is back, although without Beat co-founder Rankin Roger. There's been talk about the two of them getting together for a 40th anniversary reunion tour, but I'm not holding my breath because right now they're doing competing Beat bands. Anyway, the new album is here, and it's called Here We Go Love. It dropped June 15th. The song I just played there is track number two, called The Only One. By the way, I often talk about band names, and I can be critical of the choice of a group's moniker. The English Beat is a really good example. They are called The Beat in the UK and in Europe. However, when they tried to sell and distribute music in the States, there was already a band from LA called The Beat, and it forced the British band of the same name to call themselves The English Beat here in North America. Just food for thought. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Harlequin Gold. Harlequin Gold is an unsigned indie pop rock duo based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, comprised of sisters Avery and Elle O'Brien. They've been singing in tandem since they were very young and have indeed honed their harmonies to a really tight sound. They've just self-released their debut single, Without You Now, on May 16th. New music from Harlequin Gold here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Up in my heart like it's a cage, and I don't wanna get out, get out. I don't wanna get out, get out.
New music from Big Data here on 91.5 WMFO. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you, and music you might otherwise miss. I pulled this quote from Big Data's Facebook page. It really kind of cracked me up, but it said, quote, Big Data is a paranoid electronic music project from the internet formed out of general distrust for technology and the cloud, unquote. Big Data is essentially producer Alan Wilkes. He worked with vocalist Lizzie on that latest single called See Through, which was released on June 8th. I really like that tune. Next up is a tune from Tigers and Flies. They are an indie, jangly pop, jazz pop three-piece from Brighton in the UK. They're Eddie Widgeon, Arthur Arnold, and Arvin Johnson. They're all about 18 years old. On June 1st, the threesome released their debut single, Headspace, with the B-side being Night Song. I went with the A-side. New music from Tigers and Flies here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Mugen, I guess, M-U-G-E-N. Indie rock trio from Leeds, England. Their Facebook said that they are a new three-piece. I found other bands on the iTunes with the same name. It's very confusing. They try to distinguish themselves by capitalizing the M, the G, and the N in their name. Anyway, they just released a single. It's called Work on May 17th. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford.